Okay, I thought it would be useful if I sort of walked through this, the universal strumming pattern with an example song for you, so you could hear each stage, right? The track we're going to listen to is Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. Great track. You won't be able to kind of pick out the beat initially because we have the riff and the opening riff and then the drums kind of build. But once the song gets into motion, you'll be able to hear it. Hopefully you'll be able to hear it, and if not, I'll point it out. So we're just waiting really for something that we can kind of key into to pick out the beat. Okay, here we go. Okay, so hopefully you're either tapping your feet or you're tapping your hand or something to try and pick this beat out. Have one more go at it and then I'll point it out to you. Okay, so what we're looking for is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Or potentially 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, I don't mind which one of those two it is. One of the great things about this universal strumming pattern is that you can always double it with that fourth step. So it suits how you feel music. I've just noticed that some people feel it more as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And some people feel it more as 1, 2, 3, 4, you know. So okay, so cool. So we found the beat of that track. Now, if you're still struggling to find the beat of the track, you can listen for the other drums that are in the mix. That will help you pick it out. In my experience, by far the best way is to not try and get too forensic about it. It's to just try and feel the beat of the track, you know, how you would tap your feet, how you would clap your hands along to the song. There's other tips here in the article that will help you identify it. And if all else fails, you can always just Google the tempo of the track. You know, so one way or another, you can identify the beat of the track. Okay, so once you've got that, let me grab my acoustic. Once you have the beat of the track, so we just identified it as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Each one of those beats requires a downstroke. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, so I hope you followed what happened there. We identified the beat, and then for each one of those beats, we literally strum one downstroke for each beat, okay? So now comes the hard bit. This is where we have to add the upstrokes in. Now, this is the hardest part of this process, and this is where most people kind of fall out of it. So we were playing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now we're going to add the upstrokes in. Those downstrokes will still be there at the same speed that they just were a moment ago, but we're going to add the upstrokes in. So it goes from this, and it becomes, I'm not doing anything fancy there. That's literally down, up, down, up, down, up. That's all I'm playing there. But I hope you can hear how much more musical it became when the upstrokes came in. When you're just doing the downstrokes, it feels quite robotic and sort of monotonous. It doesn't feel musical at all. As soon as the upstrokes come in, it all stitches together and it starts to sound more musical. Almost definitely, what you'll be tempted to do when the upstrokes come in is to replace a downstroke with the upstroke. So this will probably become, and that's not what we want. Can you hear how that didn't sound quite right? Because there was half as many strokes as there needed to be. it's important that the upstrokes don't come in and replace any downstrokes. They're in addition to the downstrokes. And that's what makes this particular step the hardest one. But it is the secret. You know, if you can crack this step, then you'll be able to use the strumming pattern on any song that you want. So in my experience, it's quite disorientating for people when they first encounter this. But if you just walk through the steps with a few different tracks, it's better to pick a slow track, really, to start off with, something like Stand By Me by Benny King or something simple like that. And you can go through that process. And what you'll find is that once you've done it for a couple of tracks, it just becomes really, really easy to do. And you'll sort of look back on it and wonder how you ever struggled in the first place. So I hope that helps. The sort of optional fourth step here is that you would need to double the tempo. Sometimes for ballads, you will need to do that. And there's tons of other tips anyway in the article. I've already spoken a little bit too much here than I wanted to do. So I just wanted to kind of walk you through a specific song, and we've done that now. So I'll stop rambling and let you get back to the article. Okay, thanks, guys.